Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
Have you ever thought about how many different kinds of friends you have? There's acquaintances who you may wave at as you leave your house, chat with at work, or shake hands with at church. They know you, you know them, but that's about as deep as it goes. You may have hundreds of them over a lifetime. In the Bible, they're the ones referred to when it says, "A man who has friends must show himself friendly." Then there's close friends, people you spend time with, who you willingly connect with. You may go out to lunch with them, study the Bible with them, have a running text conversation with them. You may have quite a few of those. The Bible refers to this type of friend who walks with you through life in Ecclesiastes 4:10. "For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." Then there are intimate friends, or as Anne of Green Gables would say, bosom friends. You may have two or three of these who you share your innermost thoughts, who you can really be yourself around them, like David and Jonathan, those friends who stick closer than a brother. They're the ones who will tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Or as Proverbs 27:6 puts it, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." When we go through trials, our friend suffers with us. When we experience triumphs, they're the first to rejoice with us. That's the kind of friend Jesus wants to be to us. In the hymn, "Jesus, What a Friend for Sinners," it says, "Friends may fail me." And that's true. But Jesus never lets us down like people do, no matter how good their intentions. The second verse of the hymn talks about how Jesus always helps us when we're weak. He's the best one to do that, since He's infinitely stronger than we are. And with His strength, it says that we can get victory. Verse 3 talks about His friendship. When we're going through sorrow, it says, "Even when my heart is breaking, He, my comfort, helps my soul." Even our closest friends can't comfort us like Jesus can. The fourth verse gives us a picture of a boat in the night in the middle of a storm. Our friend doesn't calm the storm, but He guides us and keeps us steady, piloting us through it. As the fifth verse declares, "I am His and He is mine." As His own special people, we have such a unique relationship with Jesus. Here's what Jesus says about it. "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." He certainly did that for us, didn't He? Then He says, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer will I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you." There's so much in those verses. I agree with the song, "Jesus, What a Friend for Sinners." To deepen that friendship, we can get to know Him better through studying His Word, obeying Him, and trusting Him. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples." There's no better way to honor our friend Jesus than to show His love to others and introduce them to Him. How has Jesus been your friend over the years? How have you been His?
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.